It was a late night in McGrath as mushers trickled into the 8th checkpoint on the Iditarod Trail. A bruised and battered Hans Gott was in good spirits, but he says rough runs have affected his game plan.
A little bit behind, but we'll see after the 24 what's going on.
Mushers have to stop for 24 hours before they get off the Yukon River in Kaltag, roughly 630 miles into the race. Many have a rough plan for where they'll stop, but Gott hadn't yet decided by McGrath, 300 miles in.
Are you going to 24 in Takotna?
I don't know yet.
Takotna is the next stop, but it can get busy as teams pile in for a long rest, so some mushers will stop up the line in Ophir. That's a new move for Paul Gebhardt, who says he's looking for a change of pace after 16 previous Iditarods.
I've never done this before, so I always just go to Takotna. So I thought I'd try and push it a little bit farther up the trail.
Gebhardt wants to break his runs up differently. After Takotna, the run between Ophir and Cripple is one of the longest, so a well-rested team will likely fare better. He says where he takes his 24-hour rest really isn't up to him.
It doesn't depend on if I get sleep between now and then or not. That doesn't matter. It's all about what the dog team looks like.
But others are determined to follow their plans to a team. An energetic dog team literally dragged two-time champ Robert Sorley through McGrath, their tails wagging as they flew by.
I'm on schedule.
You are on schedule.
Yeah.
Mitch Seavey's dogs weren't nearly as boisterous, but they were certainly alert as he took off for parts beyond.
Mitch, have you had to adjust your plan at all?
Nope.
Sticking to it?
Same as I wrote it down. All right.
The next stretch of trail through the interior should be much smoother. Teams drop onto the Kuskokwim and cover some river miles into Takotna. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in McGrath.